This is Radio Entrepreneurs and the Conscious Business Show. We're here at the Boston Security Analyst Society in Boston, taping live today. And our other sponsor is Global X, which has recently launched the Conscious Capitalism ETF. Here with my co-host, Peter Meyerson, a partner with Cohen, Resnick, Meyerson, and Plout. So it's been a fun day.
Darby, it's been fabulous, and these have been a fabulous series of interviews.
It's been great, and we've got a wonderful team coming up with Teak Media, Jackie Herskovitz Russell. So welcome to be here this afternoon. She's founder and president of Teak Media, and she's going to talk about this. In fact, we were just conversing with her on this. She's the only B Corp PR firm in New England, and so we're anxious to hear about that. But she's got a fascinating background. Started Teak Communications in 1997 in an effort to create more positive news and generate rewarding media attention for both nonprofit organizations and responsible companies, and the intersection of that. As a former reporter for daily newspapers, including the Eagle Tribune and the Connecticut Post, Jackie really understood the power of media and wanted to leverage that to help nonprofits and responsible businesses grow, raise money, change public policy, continue their good work. And so we're very excited to have she here and talking about her firm, as well as her colleague Caitlin, who recently joined the firm. So we're very excited to have Caitlin with us as well. Jackie has been instrumental in launching the Conscious Capitalism chapter for Boston, and with that, as she'll describe, you know, there's an intersection of the beliefs that you started Teak Media with, the conscious capitalism piece. You mentioned, the B Corp status. Talk to us a little bit about the journey of how you got to developing Teak Media, where you felt there was importance, and where the connectivity is between conscious capitalism, B Corp elements, and what you're doing with clients today.
And maybe start off with, if I can interrupt, but
sure.
Maybe start off with what Teak Media is and who you are.
Sure.
And bring the mic over to you.
Okay. Is that good?
That's good.
That's good.
So Teak Media and Communication is a PR firm. We're located here in South Boston. We represent nonprofits and responsible companies from all over the country. Obviously, we do business with everybody. And our mission is to create good news, number one, because did you know that there's 17 to 1 negative news to positive news stories out there?
So not
for every one good, happy, inspiring news story, you're going to get 17 that are going to make you feel bad.
I guarantee that that's true. If you look at the current cycle.
Probably even more than that, you know, in the presidential election cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and that affects you. Bad news makes you feel bad, and it affects you overall, you know, in the long term, too.
Right.
But yet, when you see good news, when you hear or read inspiring stories about people who are making the world a better place or doing the right thing or helping others or just reaching their own potential, you feel good. And you're like, hey, I can do that, too. I want to be a better person, too. And that, you know, I think it's so important because especially with the 24/7 news cycle.
Right.
I mean, you know, when I started this in 97, it wasn't even this bad because we didn't have so much. We're inundated now, and the majority is negative.
Right.
And I can't help but to think how that's affecting our society in a negative way. So we're here, number one, to create good news about organizations that are making the world a better place, good news about businesses that are using business as a force for good, and solving society's problems, and to inspire others to do the same or to get be a part of what they're doing, to get connected to these other organizations in some way, and just share positive news. And in doing that, we help these organizations grow. We help the nonprofits grow, for one, because we're generating brand recognition for them and credibility and just recognition, right? So people know about what they're doing and they want to get involved. And for businesses, when we raise and elevate the stories that they're doing to help the world become a better place, we help their businesses grow. They sell more products, more services, more people, you know, we build their brand.
Right.
So they can continue with more revenue to do more good work. And that's really the ultimate bottom line behind Teak Media.
Now, how did you get there personally? I mean, this has been probably a journey. We talked a little bit about this, but I mean, you're helping the businesses, and then they in turn, obviously, it expands and helps the communities. But you grew yourself in terms of seeing a need here, right? And saying, okay, let's go out and satisfy that.
Yeah, I did, because I started with nonprofits, and Jerry from Ben & Jerry's was one of my earliest mentors, so I was lucky to learn from him the value of business doing good, but I was connected to him through the Jimmy Fund initially, which was, oddly, crazy story, one of my very first clients, and so I worked with nonprofits, right? We promoted nonprofits, and I loved them. I still love them. They're extremely inspiring. I mean, you can't not work with these people and be changed and not be changed by it in a better way. You know, you work with, just like, for example, Dana-Farber, and you're with parents whose children are very, very ill, yet they find a way to help others on a daily basis, or they, you know, exude positive energy about things, and you just, you go home and you're like, I want to be like that too, you know. Right. It really inspires you to be better, or, you know, feeding hungry people, or food rescue, and you know, see the lives of people and how they are changed by these nonprofits, and it makes you a better person.
Well, and it's like what you said earlier, there's more negative news, right, than sort of the happy good story, and we tend then as human beings to focus on that, and that can be a rat hole to kind of take us down and forget that there's that good that's going on, and that we should be doing that as well. That's part of our DNA.
That's right, and it's because it's buried.
Yeah.
It's not
because
it's not happening.
Right.
Like, I was thinking, you know, okay, once the election's over, what's going to fill the hole? In the news hole, right?
We'll
what
get
is
busy.
All that's going on out there? That we are not hearing.
That's right.
Because we're focused on this negative, incestuous, just insidious.
It is
news that isn't really news, but it's drama and crazy making BS. I don't want to say the word, you know. But what are we not hearing? What are we missing? Mm-hmm. That's going to, thank God, hopefully come back.
Right.
You know, after.
Right.
But anyway, so, okay, so where did I get?
We don't want to go down that hole.
Right.
Sorry.
I know.
Show.
I can talk about
That's
that forever. Right. Yeah. I mean, don't get me started, especially if I have a glass of wine. Forget it. It's over. But nonprofits, so they're amazing, right? Totally amazing. Changed who I am. But it can be frustrating because sometimes they don't operate like businesses, or they're not as efficient, or they step on each other, or they get in their own way, or they're not as the model itself. If you're holding your hand out constantly 24/7 for money to make so that you can survive, how can you with one hand only now be doing all the work? Right.
Right.
The model
right.
itself is not 100% efficient enough to solve the problems. So there comes business, right? Mm-hmm. Enter in the businesses that are going to be working for social change and solving society's biggest issues. I think that's where our answers lie, in these businesses that are willing to not look, of course, make a profit, but look at business as a force for good, as more than just earning a profit, but as solving society's biggest problems, along with the nonprofits and along with government. It's a trifecta. It has to be a trio.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Our problems are so huge.
Right.
It has to be a trio.
They are huge. And even when you tie that back into sustainable development goals that the UN has put out in terms of what companies are endorsing, looking at, you know, how do we end global poverty, educational issues. These are all global issues that the businesses can support. How have you found, Jackie, in the work that you do, you've probably come up against this, hurdles where businesses are like, I don't get it, I don't see the connectivity, versus those that do. I mean, what do you do with those that don't see it? Do you educate, take them aside?
You know what? I think Caitlin was talking about this earlier. I mean, feel free to speak up. But I think that they will start to see it more because of the generations like Caitlin coming up, and her people, and the values that they were raised within, the values they were taught in school. I think people who don't get it now are going to have to get it.
Right.
And they're going to turn around and they're going to see the value. And I think that that's part of what we're doing in conscious capitalism, right, is helping to educate people that, like, I do have clients who say you have to do you have to do well before you can do good. Hmm. And I buck that. I say, no, you can do both.
Right.
And it's our responsibility to do both,
right.
I believe, as
right.
a business, to do both. Not wait until we have enough money, because, first of all, what's ever enough money? Then you say, okay, good. Now I have enough, now I can do good.
Mm-hmm.
When
mm-hmm.
does that happen?
Right.
But I think you have to do both at the same time, if you care. And Caitlin, feel free to jump in and take the mic, because they can edit this part out, right? So really do. It helps your business too, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's
mm-hmm.
like smart people coming up want to work for businesses that are making the world a better place. They are buying products from sustainable lines
right.
that are focused on this. You know, this is what the studies show,
mm-hmm.
that the younger generations don't just purchase based on whatever shiny, they purchase based on values as well. So it will turn. It will turn. The more
right.
we keep
right.
doing with conscious capitalism and through PR, frankly.
Yeah, well, that's how it's educating. It's getting the word out. But it's also, you know, the generational shift. I mean, Caitlin, I mean, from where you're living, you're helping drive a lot of these changes in our markets today.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what are you seeing as some of the value components? What is sort of getting businesses to the table to listen?
I think for millennials, a lot of kids my age are really, when they're job hunting, they're looking for companies that are giving back to the community, that are flexible, really value their people, whether it's work-life balance or volunteer days. And I think that that's one component. But then also when they're buying products or services, they really care about the companies. How are they giving back? Like Patagonia, for example.
Mm-hmm.
I've had this conversation with a couple of my friends where they have said, you know, I'll pay the extra money
right.
to buy from a company that I really believe in, that I know is doing well in the world. That's a great example. They have all these really awesome programs for not only their employees, but the environment in general. And it's really driven into their mission. And I think social media has had a big part of that, because it's a call for
right.
transparency. You look at some companies, there's a clothing line out of Canada called 10 Tree. And for every order that you buy from them, they plant 10 trees. And they really highlight this on their social media. And people
mm-hmm.
are really aware of it. They have brand ambassadors that go and take these great photos. So they're not really truly selling to their
right.
audience. They're selling the work that they're doing and the good that they're doing in the world. And I think social media has kind of put a spotlight and magnifying glass on these companies to
mm-hmm.
say, what are you doing? How you're making a profit, but what else are you doing for the world? Are you working for your community, the environment, for your people? What else are you doing other than selling us clothing? And I think that that has kind of changed the landscape and has really put a lot of pressure on, especially these big companies, because these smaller companies are starting to, that are really giving back to the communities, if they're donating products or services to those in need, are putting the pressure on the bigger lines,
mm-hmm.
because now historically you look at it and you're like, okay, they're a big company, they don't really care about the little people, versus the smaller local businesses are starting to put that pressure on them.
It's
so not to be challenging,
okay.
but would you equate the rise of smartphones with the rise of this kind of conscious capitalism?
I think that it definitely has impacted it, because you have so much more access to information. It's not like where you would check the morning paper, and kids my age when they're younger, maybe in past decades, might not have really cared about
checking it. Just look at the sports or the
exactly.
or fashion or whatever.
It's
yeah.
like every day when you're on your way to work, everyone's on their smartphone. It's not like they're just staring at a blank screen. They're digesting information, and it's pretty quick. Like Wells Fargo, for example, their whole issue that they had a couple of weeks ago, they just put out a new ad campaign trying to earn back the trust of people.
Mm.
And it's that story wouldn't have gone as rapid fire as it did if technology wasn't around smartphones, and you can learn about it when you're sitting on the train.
Right.
And it's not limited just to the evening news cycle or the morning paper. And I think that that has really changed, because it's quick response and it goes viral very quickly, just because people are always connected.
No, something of value besides the Kardashians.
Absolutely.
Well, it's the information age, right? So it's being able to, at any split second, understanding, is a company being responsible? Is their product sourced responsibly? So the purchasing decisions and all of that really has shifted. And I think, you know, Jackie, to your point, other generations are learning and catching up and being much more observant, whereas the younger generations, you grew up with a lot more of this and have been open to this and driving a lot of this, which is wonderful to see. When you think about what's next for Teak Media and serving the clients that you do today, and then maybe the next step, I mean, what's next for you guys in terms of how you support your vision?
We want to encourage and engage more businesses in using their business as a force for good. And if we can do that by promoting them through traditional social media, using words of any kind to help them gain recognition and credibility and feel pride in what they're doing to make the world a better place, then we want to do that. Because by helping them grow, they're going to be helping to change major issues in society.
Right.
I mean, and that's our whole purpose. That's why we're here. Is to help them do the work that they're doing that is going to make change. Like we were working, for example, with Worldcentric, which is a B Corp, and they, you know, food packaging, like if you go to get a hamburger or whatever, and it comes in what they call a clamshell,
mm-hmm.
and that, you know, typically was made out of styrofoam. Well, Worldcentric makes it out of a miscanthus, which is like a grass-like bamboo.
Mm.
So it's completely sustainable materials. So if we can promote them so that more restaurants
right.
buy that packaging,
right.
you know, look, think of all the styrofoam that is not going into landfill.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing,
mm-hmm.
right? It's really inspiring. That's what we are about. We want to help these companies get the word out there about what they're doing so that they can grow and do more good work.
Right. No, that's excellent. And
doing
and,
well by doing good.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And
really.
I think it's almost a domino effect, too,
yeah.
like the example
yeah.
you mentioned about, you know, the food and the container and the packaging. It's even healthier for the individual to not be taking food in a styrofoam. You know, you think about all the chemicals
God.
And the, right, that could be a whole other show.
Oh, that
talking
is a
about.
Whole other show. And, like, the plastics.
Oh, forget, like, I cringe when I see something hot go into a plastic. I'm like, no, don't do
right.
that.
Right, right.
But in That's any right. event, but this has been great. And with our listeners actively looking to engage with you, want to contact you, what's the best way to do that? How can they find you?
We're at teakmedia.com, teak like the wood, teakmedia.com, 617-269-7171. And I'm at jackie@teakmedia.com. So email me, please, call us.
Great.
And we're on Twitter at teakmedia.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being with us today.
Great interview.
It is. It's yeah. wonderful. We love the work that you're doing,
thank
so we're going to continue to boost and make sure it grows and gets bigger impact each day. So that's
thank
wonderful.
Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
It was fun.
This is Radio Entrepreneurs, our conscious business show here at the Boston Security Analyst Society. Co-host Peter Meyerson, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure, darling.
Wonderful. And thank you, Jackie and Caitlin. Pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.